This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Dave Hill's podcasting incident on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dave Hill's podcasting incident with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland and beyond. I once got a free side of poutine gravy in Mississauga, Ontario. They said it was poutine gravy. Do you like how I made that Canada-centric, Chris?
Oh yeah, I love it.
That's cross promotion.
Sorry, I wasn't chiming in.
Paying attention. Oh no, I hadn't introduced you, but let me introduce you. Joining me, of course, is Mr. Chris Gersbeck. We're doing this via this is what I'm learning about the future in the internet and technology. I kind of like doing it via Skype because it forces us to talk more.
Yeah, a little
not,
bit.
Not that we're not going to do it in person. I love having you to my palatial estate. That's always a treat. We're both on the run today. And plus I'm in jail. As we all know. Well, let's get into that. First of all, as Joe Franklin always taught me, let's get the promotions out of the way. Mm-hmm. Please rate, review, and subscribe this podcast wherever you listen to incredible podcasts. It really helps. And go listen to our other incredible podcast, History Fluffer, Dave Hill History Fluffer, with me, Chris, Jim Biederman, and Jody Lennon. It comes out every Wednesday, and every episode I talk about my involvement in great historical moments. Also support us on Patreon, patreon.com/Dave Hill. And please pre-order my new book, Parking the Moose, which is out October 8th via Penguin Random House.
I saw you just got the paperback.
I did. I got some sent to the house here. It's the galley, actually. Not to be nitpicky about it, Chris. But it is... I didn't know this before I became an internationally renowned author. But when you write a book, they make galleys first, which are really typo riddled paperback versions that you can check out and like give to people to get some first impressions of the book and be like, oh my god, this book's seriously good, or like, oh my god, this book sucks.
That's the book you send out to like all your friends and ask for a quote and stuff.
That's right.
Okay, cool.
So I got some sent to the house. I wasn't even expecting them. My editor sent them to me, and they just showed up one day, and I was like, oh my god, that's so cool. So it's very exciting.
But you're not on Twitter right now.
But they're not on Twitter. But I need everyone's help just talking about me and promoting everything.
I've been rallying the troops. Last night I don't know if I was having like a manic episode or something, but at like 3 a.m. I was tweeting at everyone I could to tweet hashtag free Dave Hill.
Thank you.
And yeah, a lot of people are rallying for you. And
I hope so.
I think we're going to reverse Twitter's decision, but we'll see.
I wanted to say that, you know, backing up a bit, a few months ago, and let's be clear, everyone... I'm a grown man. Twitter suspended me before because I was making... I would tweet at Trump something insulting, and Trump supporters, MAGA head, maggots or whatever you call them, would, you know, reply, you know, saying something mean, threatening violence, something homophobic, transphobic, or whatever. Yeah. Not that I'm gay or trans, but when you are small-minded you view calling someone those things a form of insult. So that's what they resort to. Anyway, and who cares if I were? I wouldn't care. Mm-hmm. But that's how they, you know, these people insult or try to insult. And anyway, I would reply by suggesting I was having a consensual, intimate relationship with their mothers.
Absolutely.
Often their buttholes.
Their buttholes. They're often paying for it too. So you're just, you know, keeping a customer happy, really.
Yep. So, you know, they suspended me again yesterday, and I think it might be permanent this time. And
you filed an appeal, right? Did they respond?
I have not heard back from the appeal yet. And then, also, it's telling people that I blocked them. Like, some people are being told that I blocked them. So, adding insult to injury, people that follow me try to go to my account, and it says that I blocked them, which I've never blocked anyone unless they were being abusive. And this is, you know, I'm seeing like real and relative saying that I blocked them.
So when I click on your name, it just says this account has been suspended.
Yeah. So whatever. So maybe I won't be back. I don't know.
I think they'll come to their senses and bring you back.
Maybe. We'll see. I don't know. But the last time I was, because you've been suspended a few times, right?
I was suspended. I woke up yesterday and I was suspended, but it was only for 12 hours.
I've only been suspended once before, and it was for a week. Uh-huh. But it said you're suspended for 7 days, and it had like, you know, and then on 6 days, five, you know, it had like a countdown. This just says you are currently suspended. And then it says at the bottom, if you try to evade a permanent suspension, we'll catch you, you know,
like creating another account or something.
Right. Right. So I think it might be permanent. I don't know.
Oh man. Have you tweeted for Tig Notaro before? Maybe we should just get you on that account for a day.
I haven't done that before. Maybe I should. Maybe I. But I don't know. I wouldn't want to cause trouble for her or anyone, the people doing that account. You know, so
yeah.
Maybe I'm gone for good.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? Maybe it's. I thought this before when I got suspended. Maybe it's a good thing.
I don't know. I feel like these mothers, like, they need to be serviced.
Oh, yeah. Well, that can't be debated. But I guess, I mean, for my own sanity and, you know, living in the world,
mm-hmm.
I thought maybe it would be good for me to be off this negative source of negative feelings for the most part. My only concern with it is a nice way to be like, hey, I'm doing a show. This is going on. But I don't even know if it's effective in that regard, really, is it?
I don't either. Anytime I tweet trying to promote something, I get, you know, no traction. And then I tweet something like, I'm going to go get a haircut, and I get like 55,000 retweets or something. I don't understand it.
Yeah, yeah. It's totally my most popular tweet by a landslide. I mean, I kind of know why, but I said 2019 or 2018, whenever I tweeted this, is the year I stop dressing cute and start dressing really cute. And the reason I know that it became super popular was because I guess one of the guys in the band, 20, are those birds in your backyard or mine?
No, that's yours. I'm hearing them in my headphones.
I live in paradise. But
I picture birds flying into your window and just perching on your shoulder,
like a Bambi,
yeah,
or whatever, like the movie called Bambi. But Yeah, so that the guy from 21 Pilots retweeted it, and it got like 7 billion, you know, retweets and likes and all that. And then the other day, back when I was a free Twitter user, I posted a joke about DJ Khaled. Is that how you say it?
Oh, yeah.
And that was really popular. And I think it was popular because, like, for once I talked about pop culture, like something which I never do because I have no interest.
Was that when you were like, this is how I find out who DJ Khaled is?
That was an old one.
Oh, that was a different one. Okay.
But I tweeted something to the effect of something brilliant. Something to the effect of, what does DJ Khaled do besides not cunnilingus? Because I truly don't know anything about him other than he doesn't perform cunnilingus, though he demands or expects blowjobs. And I also think he looks like the manager of a restaurant where they have to comp your meals because something really horrible happened. You know what I mean?
It's a very accurate
like,
and specific.
Like, he looks like script. He has to come over and be like, oh my God, I am so sorry.
Yeah,
anything else I can get you? Please
it's weird
come
some
back.
Some people just have those kinds of looks. Like, I knew a guy. You ever just like see a guy that looks like he was a bouncer at your local bar in college or something, and even though he knew who you were, he wouldn't let you in?
Yeah.
I feel like I see that guy a lot.
Yeah, totally. One of my best friends in the world, that's how I met him. Granted, we were like 16 at the time. Ooh, honky honky. Horn.
That was on my end.
That was on your end. In the mean streets. Yeah, my friend Bob, he's a cop in Cleveland. He was working the door at my friend John's house, whose parents were out of town, were having a party. And he was working the door at the party. And he was charging people to get in. And he tried to charge me, and I was the first person all night, I guess, who said, I'm not paying to come into this party. Let me in. And that's how we became friends. He's like, oh, this guy sticks up for himself. So we've been friends ever since.
That's awesome.
Speaking of injustices, I went to the dog park today, as I do almost every day. Lucy's eyes perked up a little bit when I said that. She's sleeping off. She just was licking her butthole profusely, speaking of buttholes, and is now nodding off, as you do when you finish a huge butthole licking session. But I was at the dog park, and I was wearing my killer running attire, Chris, because I was... My plan, well, it worked out. I went for a killer run right after going to the dog park. But I was just sitting there.
What do you wear when you run?
I have like a pair of Adidas track pants. I don't wear shorts ever unless I'm at the beach, which is never.
That's a good call.
It's very rare. I just don't, as a rule, being a grown man, I do not wear shorts. And I urge all grown men to follow me in this. And so Fran Lebowitz would say the same thing. I held this position before she said it publicly, but I believe no man should wear shorts or sandals ever unless they're staring at the ocean.
I stand by that. You know, I used to play drums in a band, and our bass player, we realized wasn't the right fit for our band. Because he kind of gave a shit about dressing nicer at shows, which, you know, that's a fair request.
Hey, I can get with that.
Yeah, but then he showed up to a gig wearing shorts and sandals with socks on.
Oh, that would be... He would be thrown out so fast. If I on my watch, forget it.
Yeah. That was the beginning of the end.
Oh my gosh. No way. That would just be absolutely game over. I have my friend I was talking about this when I was doing the WFMU show, and Dave Windorf from Monster Magnet was listening, and he said the same thing. He was like, "You're totally right. Mm-hmm. That's not rock and roll," yeah. Which is my main reason I think it's just not rock and roll to wear shorts. By the way, how cool is this? You know, not to backtrack to my Twitter ban, but I woke up today. How excited would teenage Dave Hill be to receive a message on Instagram? Because I posted about it on Instagram. Brendan Canty, the drummer from Fugazi.
Oh, wow. We were just talking about him.
I know him, and he's a delight.
Yeah.
But it's always, you know, I know him now. We're grown men. Uh-huh. And he's a delightful, hilarious guy, and one of the greatest drummers of all time, of course. Mm-hmm. But there's a part of me that's also like, oh my gosh, teenage Dave would be shitting his pants.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't know what the internet was then.
Yeah, if you got a message from him, that would have been kind of creepy.
He just posted on my Instagram saying, he says, during the Pizzagate business, when all my friends were being harassed, I tried to get Twitter to stop some of the fascists from ruining lives, and they wouldn't do anything. I tell you, evidence suggests Twitter is a fascist-leaning platform.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool.
It's really cool
that he said that.
Yeah, we got. I tried to tag as many verified people as I could.
Oh, thanks.
to tweet in your support.
I don't know if people really really care that much, you know.
People seem to care.
I mean, people care, but yeah, I think people don't realize the severity of it, Chris. No, I think people, you know, because people get suspended all the time. And so I think they're probably like, oh, whatever, he'll be let out. But I honestly don't think they're going to let me. I think they pulled like a full Alex Jones on me.
Oh, man. You know? When they do that, though, don't they usually make like a statement? Like, we've removed Alex Jones for abusive behavior and he's no longer welcome on the platform.
I don't think they would bother doing it for me, would they? I mean... I'm just like an obscure, you know, legendary, sure.
Yeah, I guess if it's like a bigger public figure, they have to say why.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm a public figure, Chris. But let's be honest.
Yeah.
Alex Jones is, despite being a lunatic, racist, hate mongering jerk off, is more famous than I am.
Unfortunately.
But anyway, that's where I am in life right now. Does it define me? Yeah, no. No, it doesn't. We have bigger fish to fry today. What? I can't. It's very hard to focus. What with this injustice?
It's a lot going on
in the world. But yeah, hopefully they'll let me back on. But part of me is like, maybe this is the first day of the rest of my life, or the second day.
This is the new Dave.
Yeah, the guy who's not on Twitter. The thing is about Twitter, if I had more going on in life, in my career, I wouldn't need Twitter. Like, I mean, there's certainly a lot of huge celebrities who use Twitter regularly. But I know a lot of people that don't use it at all because they have a TV show and things like that.
Or they hire someone to tweet on their behalf.
Maybe I should start, and this is my offer to you, Chris. Maybe like you start a Dave Hill news account, get everyone to follow over there, and we tweet my propaganda there. You run it entirely. I give you a little kickback on the side, and I just email you tweets to tweet. I'm offering this publicly.
Okay.
I guess just get back to me whenever.
Setting up an account as we speak.
Oh my god, this is massive. What's it going to be called? Free Dave Hill?
Free Dave Hill, yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool.
Okay, free...
This is the most important thing anyone in my family has ever done. truly amazing.
I probably shouldn't say my phone number out loud like that.
No, okay. Don't. No, no. Keep that. That's an inside voice thing or inside your head thing. But the thing is, since I've been off Twitter, I cannot tell you the things that I've been getting up to, the things I've been learning. I do Pilates now. I do Ashtanga yoga. I do Bikram yoga.
Is that the hot? Is that when you're like steaming?
One of them is. I'm not sure which, but definitely one of those two is. And I do them both. What else do I do? I get Rolfed.
Rolfed? What's Rolfed?
It's a massage thing. It's wild. That's what they told me they were doing. I don't know why I had to take my pants off. And I'm learning stuff. Like, did you know that honeybees communicate with one another by dancing?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's true. You know, people will think that I got banned for saying something bad.
Uh-huh.
Which I didn't. I got banned for mother jokes. How absurd is that? The only thing absurd about it is that I'm a grown man. And why am I making mother jokes? It does beg the question. But...
because it's hilarious.
People enjoyed it. Except for the people on the receiving end in most cases. Though I did make one friend... who we became friends. I've never met her. She's a big Trump supporter.
Really?
In favor of everything I'm against. I can't... let's see what her handle is. Let's find it. I don't know. It's somewhere on Twitter. But she... I'll tell you, because you should tweet at... well, whatever. You don't have to. Let's see. Going to Twitter. Your account is currently suspended. And if they... oh, it's in, like, pink. Like, they're messing with... messing with me. They're messing. And some people are, you know, some Trump supporters are weighing in. The guy who did it is this guy. He has 6 followers. So, no, 27 followers. So tell me that guy is not a like a bot.
It's got to be.
Basically, a bot got me kicked off.
You know, I found out you can look up, you can do a Twitter audit on someone and find out how many of their followers are real or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's public, too.
Yeah, you got a lot of heat. 25 retweets.
It's my most popular tweet in years.
This is crazy, this woman's account. But yeah, I became friends with this woman that she would, like, check in and say hello to me and stuff. Oh, her name is 29, sweet at 29, sweet as sugar. So there you go.
You became friends in person or just like online?
No, we've never met. But I suggested that I was having a consensual, intimate relationship with her parents. And she said, well, they're both dead and they've been cremated. And I said, that won't stop me. And I said it something a bit more graphic than that. Uh-huh. And she said, like, I like you. You're a smart ass. And she now, like, checks in with me, or she did until I was banned. But we'll see. Enough about that. I guess, you know, I'll just have to live in the real world until this is over. Maybe it'll never be over. They'll do studies on me versus, you know, some other comedian who's still on Twitter 30 years from now.
Are we going to do the Game of Thrones thing or no?
Should we? I mean, we kind of owe it to our... public. We left off at 32 minutes, and where are you?
I had 33 minutes, but we can, you know, just set a time and then...
let's sink it. Sinking. Okay. Let's just... okay. I'm at 32. Okay, we're starting again. There's a guy with a beard walking down a hallway. We're going back watching the Game of Thrones finale, which we've never seen Game of Thrones before, unless you count last week when we watched the first half hour of the final episode.
Yeah.
We can't include the sounds, though that would be helpful. Couldn't we, though, or are we including them? I don't know.
No, we're not including them, but the idea is that people can just pop their headphones in and watch it.
And we're at 33 minutes right now. Oh, my gosh. There's a dragon that just got out from under the snow. It's like insane.
Wait.
There's a guy are you watching like a guy with a beard is walking and now a dragon just woke up from under, is covered in snow, and he's like sniffing right up to the guy. It's in like silhouette from far away, so it looks like a giant donger is about to knock him over.
Yeah.
And then I guess the dragon's going back to sleep now. He's like, that was fun. I'm moving on to the next thing. And then the guy himself is like, okay, see you later. And then now he's walking back inside. It's snowing out. No one can believe it.
Is it always snowing here?
I mean, I've only seen the show once, which is now, and it seems like it snows an awful lot. They're like in another world, though. And then this one, she's like the queen, this girl with the blonde hair and the braids. Beautiful braids, by the way.
I think she controls the dragon, or the dragon's like her bestie.
If I were that beautiful, and I know someone's listening right now screaming, Dave, you are that beautiful. But let's be honest, I'm not. If I were this as beautiful as this woman, I would wear my hair in those braids all the time.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Great.
I love her hair. This is the throne. That's it, right?
Oh, that's the throne. Oh, wow. She's like, oh, my gosh, I'm totally going to sit in it.
Would have been kind of cool if they never showed the throne until now.
But don't they show it? I feel like I've seen everyone I know like sitting in the throne.
Sitting in it. I know. Yeah. So what
is it the same throne?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
And then Dave Grohl, when he broke his leg, had like a throne made that was very similar, but it had guitar necks or something on it.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right. And she's approaching. I wish I were as attractive as this woman. I would just walk around all the time eating yogurt and just not worrying about anything. She's so awesome.
Is that a wig or is that her real hair?
I think it's her real hair. I mean, who knows? But I choose to believe it's her real hair.
Yeah.
You're a handsome man, Chris. Don't let me be clear. I'm not suggesting you're not.
Well, thank you.
Genetically, I'm out of the race here in terms of being particularly attractive in any way, in a conventional way.
Really?
You know, in a way that gets you in the magazines and on the big screen. I'm in movies. Don't get me wrong. I'm in 3 movies this year, Chris. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, you have a much better shot at...
Character actor, they call it. Have I had any auditions lately? No. No, I think I have, actually.
You did, though.
Wait, what? What did I have? Oh, I had one for Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah.
I didn't get it, I don't think, unless they're just waiting to tell me a month later.
They were just filming that outside my apartment.
Ooh, that doesn't bode well for me. Now the super gorgeous woman is talking to the guy that was talking to the dragon. You know what I don't get is like this takes into like another world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they all speak with English accents. Why is that?
That's
is
it, it's is just it like just a character thing. Like they do that in, you know, Star Wars too. Like some of them have like just American accents. Some have British accents. It's weird.
Do people on Game of Thrones? Everyone on Game of Thrones has a British accent, though.
I guess. I don't know.
You know why it is? It sounds better.
It does.
It does.
You could take it a lot more seriously.
We've known this for centuries. It sounds better. You sound smarter and like you have your shit together if you have an English accent. Unless you have, like, you know, a super, like, working class, like, hey, that accent.
Mm-hmm.
But this one that the Game of Thronesy people are talking in, you know, that's like a posh accent, and they sound like they have their shit together.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if like you just sit in it, then that's it, done, game's over.
What, Game of Thrones?
Yeah, but then I kind of wish I knew the plot of this show.
So they're like teasing us. They're like, she's going to sit in it. She's got to sit in it eventually. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's there. we've come this far. One of them should say that. Did anyone say that? We've come this far.
I'm pretty sure he just
found the chair. The chair has been here the whole time. Someone should sit in it. I'm not going to sit in it. You should sit in it. Well, why don't we sit in it together? Do you think they'll... I don't know.
Be kind of like one of those things, like, you ever, like, you... I don't know if you were, like, a big video game person growing up, but they had, like, a... For Nintendo, like, a... There was, like, this... sort of like a myth of a 63 game cartridge. It had like 63 games, Nintendo games, on a single cartridge. Like, you could only get it in Chinatown. But it's like you would dream about having that, and then you finally got it, and it's just like you play a game for 3 seconds and get bored and play a different one. I feel like that would kind of be like you sit on the throne and you're like, all right, now what?
Yeah. They're going to make out. I don't know. Are they related? I heard, like, all relatives pork on this show.
I've heard that, too. I don't know if they're related, though.
I'm starting to think that hair is not real, because if I had hair that awesome, I wouldn't even bother being on a TV show. I'd be like, wait, I think they just someone stabbed the other one? No, they're just...
Did he just stab her?
Didn't it sound like someone got stabbed?
Yeah.
Yeah, she
stabbed her.
What a jerk. Oh, she's bleeding. What a dick move. They make out and you stab her. If you don't like her, just be like, hey, it's not going to work out. You're going to stab her. And then he acts like he didn't even do it. He's like, oh, what have I done? He's crying. Don't cry. It was totally avoidable. You didn't have to stab her. This is basically relationships in a nutshell. Like, people doing dumb shit. And then not taking accountability and then being all bummed out about it. This is basically human relationships, this scene. And she's dead. Her hair still looks incredible. And guess what, asshole? Now a dragon is pissed off. And you've really done it now. Thing is, like, if that girl would have given me the chance, I would have treated her like gold, and I totally wouldn't have stabbed her.
I think he said that she just killed a bunch of people, though. Like, children.
Oh, he said that? Well, yeah. Look, the dragon's coming now.
Uh-oh.
The dragon's like, you... These dragons seem super involved in shit on this show.
Really, like, smart.
Like, the dragon's like, what is going on? This is nuts.
People are really upset about this episode.
Well, yeah. Smoking Hot Chick got murdered. I don't know if you're cool with that, Chris. I'm not cool with anyone being murdered. I mean, probably a couple people, I'd be all right with it.
I was going to say. It's a pretty cool looking dragon.
It's like, seriously, top 5 dragons, probably. He's checking. He's like, oh my god. He's mad now. He's like, you killed her, you dick.
Do you now, think someone does motion capture for the dragon? Like Andy Serkis?
That dragon is seriously mad. I'll tell you that right now.
He's had it. Oh.
He's going to breathe fire on him. You can tell. He's just like, you know what? I was cool with you for a long time. Oh, and he just jumps out of the way when the dragon, like, oh, the dragon's going to set the throne on fire. And what then no one gets to sit in a chair.
Be great if the show ended with the dragon sitting in the throne.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to set the chair on fire. And now no one gets to sit. He's like, you know what? You ruined it, and this is why we can't have nice things.
Wow.
It's totally melting. Can't you just... They could just get another chair, though, probably, right?
Just pull up a lawn chair or something.
Oh, it's melting. This is like the Wicked Witch of the, you know, the one from
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Watch it just go right back to normal.
And now the dragon's like, I give him credit though for acting, because like he had to probably do all this stuff like without a real dragon there, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like he had to just be.
That's got to be the worst part of acting in one of these things. Pretending
to be like, oh my god, I can't believe I have to pretend there's another dragon. It would suck. Like, I could see that, you know? It'd be a bummer. Now, oh, the dragon's like, I'm out of here. Pretty cool dragon, though, as dragons go.
Absolutely.
My kudos to whoever does the dragon on this show. It's pretty cool. And now is where you see the Statue of Liberty sticking up. And he's like, oh, my God. You dirty dragons. What a jerk.
The end. No, there's
another 40 minutes. 40 minutes. Oh, now it's sleeping Dinklage. Oh, you know, he's up now. He's like, I can't sleep. The throne is like, I don't know, it's melted. He's probably not psyched. Does he even care? Does he even know that guy?
He has to. I don't think he knows he's being filmed.
Dinklage is Dinklage.
I clicked on one of those clickbaity things, like what the Game of Thrones characters really should have looked like. Like, it was like one of those galleries where it's like what the Game of Thrones characters really should have looked like based on their book counterparts.
Oh, right, right.
And he didn't have a nose.
Ugh.
Dinklage, no
that
nose.
Would be hard to watch, as if like it, he's not, you know, he's already like shorter, you're gonna take his nose too.
Mm-hmm.
Not fair. Everyone walks around in like such a bad mood on this show. Like everyone's like, it's stuff to do, it's like seriously bumming me out.
They don't have HBO, so
yeah. Here's Dinklage. If I were Peter Dinklage, I would never not dress like I was doing Game of Thrones. He looks sweet.
That's a good look.
I
think someone pointed out that in this scene you can see like a water bottle.
Oh. Didn't they? They must have done that on purpose or someone. Wait, is that the guy from what's that show? Entourage?
No, is it?
That's what they should do, is like have everyone, like Turtle from Entourage just walks up and he's like, yo, what's up? That would be pretty cool.
I recently watched all of Entourage. It was painful. I enjoyed every minute of it, but it's still painful. Wait, her brother is Jon Snow.
Who's Jon Snow? He's the on guy, the show?
The guy who stabbed.
Oh, the huge jerk.
Yeah.
I wish Snow, the rapper who did that song Informer, was on this show. Then you'd have my attention.
We gotta get him on the...
Mo, licky boom, boom, da.
Have we talked about the shoot? Can we get him on the Canadian podcast?
I bet we could. I once met the guy, the singer from that band, Lynn, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
Steal my sunshine. I don't know why. If you steal my sunshine. That's like one of the greatest songs of all time.
Classic.
So is Informer by Snow, though, to be fair.
Yeah. He's had like one line of dialogue. That is an epic beard.
It's a pretty sweet beard. You gotta give him that. Man, oh man. Crazy. It's all crazy.
How long have they been sitting in these chairs?
I don't know. I wonder what. I bet the snacks on this show are really good. Like
yeah.
And they're like, that's lunch. I bet it's like really good, all really quality stuff.
What kind of stuff do they serve on sets?
It depends, like, what sort of show it is. Like, if it's a super sweet show, the food is super sweet. If it's not a super sweet show, it's not. But usually, in my experience, trying to think, like, if I've ever... I mean, let's be honest... I've been on a lot of TV shows. Have I been on a lot of Game of Thrones level shows? No, I have not. So
you were on The Tick, weren't you?
I was on The Tick. I was.
That's up there with Game of Thrones, right?
That's got to be up there. I don't know. I can't remember what the food was like on The Tick. I think it was good, as I recall. I'm sure it was.
How about Kimmy Schmidt?
That food was really good. I've done that show 3 times, and I'm trying to think. Not that I'm all like, oh, I'm a man, but sometimes I don't. I know I ate lunch one day, and like I'm trying to think, I think I only ate lunch one day because a lot of times I'm not that hungry, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like they'll be like, that's lunch, that's dinner, and I'm like, whatever, I don't care. So but the one day I did eat lunch on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, it was very nice. I would say.
They're all laughing at this guy, by the way.
Which guy? That looks like the guy from Entourage, the guy who's sitting there. They're laughing at Peter Dinklage?
No, the big guy, they were like, I think he suggested that he be king or something, and they're all like, get out of here.
Yeah, joke's on you, buddy. Can I just say, we've watched 50 minutes of this show, and aside from the dragon who got pissed at the other guy for stabbing the girl with the cool hair, I really don't know what's going on.
I have no idea. Yeah, I mean, I assume she was supposed to sit in the throne and then she got killed, so she didn't, and now they have to choose someone to rule. I don't know.
Yeah, it's totally weird. It's totally weird. He's had it. He's not wrong. You gotta give him that. There's nothing more. I keep forgetting that the listeners... They don't know what we're saying. And he just said there's nothing... What did he say? Nothing better than a
great story. Than a good story. It'd be great if like it just like panned out and then like a book closed and it said Game of Thrones on it. That's how it ended.
Oh, and then it was just like... it was... Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah.
It's like, that was fun. Time to go to sleep, kids. No, Mr. Belvedere. Tell us another one. And then he's like, all right, this is a story about four friends in Hollywood. It's called Entourage.
Did you watch this all of Entourage?
No, I watched some of it. I found it okay. I wasn't that huge fan. I didn't think it was a bad show. It was just like didn't hold my interest.
Mm-hmm.
It was totally fine. I'm all about Letterkenny and Norseman. Those are the best shows, and I really like Barry.
Oh, Barry's great. I haven't finished the second season yet. Gotta catch up.
Is it over?
It just ended like a week ago.
Oh my god. So I'm caught up. I didn't. I shouldn't say what happens.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything past episode 7.
I love that show. I think Bill Hader does such a great job. I always thought he was great, but on that show, I'm like, oh, this guy could do all sorts of stuff.
He's really good. Henry Winkler is amazing, too.
Oh, yeah. Everyone on that show is really good, I think. I mean, not everybody. I'm not going to say who I don't think is. There's a couple of people I'm like, yeah, you're kind of annoying. But most of the people, I love watching that show. I wish it were on right now, and I would be like, Chris, I got to go, because I'm going to Barry.
Maybe we should have done commentary for Barry.
It's a great show. But probably people are like, why don't you guys watch Game of Thrones? Peter Dinklage is on it, and he's always seemingly in a bad mood. The thing is, like, I've been watching this episode now for 55 minutes, and I haven't even seen, like, a nipple or anything. Everyone's talking about how much nudity there is.
What gives?
I mean, come on.
Everyone should have been nude in this scene.
Yeah, just whipping it out. Speaking of which, we're probably getting to that wrap it up point, aren't we?
I think so, yeah.
We've been...
We have to do part 3.
We might have to do part 3. Let's hit pause together.
Okay.
The listeners, please weigh in whether you want part 3 or whether we should both take a good hard look in the mirror. Let's hitting stop right now at 29 minutes and 5 seconds. Seems to be intense fun. There's violin music, so we know something serious is happening. Oh, Chris, this has been a delight, as always. I think I won't say on mic but I think we might have a guest here live.
Ooh.
In my apartment next week.
Oh, nice.
We'll discuss.
All right.
I don't want to jinx it.
Is it exciting?
It's pants-pissingly exciting.
Oh, great.
So, very exciting. So, let's drive this one home. Maybe by next week, I'll be allowed back on Twitter, or I'll be like, guess what? I bake bread now, and I am good at unicycles.
Yeah. Well, so I got your Twitter account set up, your new one, at Free Dave Hill.
Oh, good. I love it.
So... You tell me where to go from here.
Oh, this is. Let's keep it locked and loaded.
Okay.
And we'll think of a plan.
Okay.
This is very exciting. Twitter has an office here in Manhattan. I thought maybe I should go over there and
just go over. Yeah.
Just start crying. Please, please. Anyway. This has been a delight, as always.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back next week with an actual guest. And hopefully you'll be here as well. I'll put a pot of coffee on.
I can't wait.
Good times will be had.
And listen to History Fluffer.
Listen to History Fluffer. And soon, very soon, we'll have our Canadian podcast coming.
That's right.
Please rate and review and subscribe to this podcast and all those other podcasts we just mentioned on wherever you find incredible podcasts. Support us on Patreon, please. Patreon.com/Dave Hill. Pre-order my book, Parking the Moose. It's a really, seriously, I'll tell you the subtitle. Well, right, One American's Epic Quest to Uncover His Incredible Canadian Roots. Yeah. Penguin Random House is going to publish it October 8th. Everyone get it.
I can't
because,
wait.
Because maybe I'm just a guy. Maybe I just focus on my literary works now that I'm not on Twitter anymore. Or maybe I'll be back on Twitter soon.
Maybe you should just start writing down all your tweets and that'll be your next book.
Here's what I would have, it'll be called What I Would Have Tweeted.
If I tweeted,
here's what I would have tweeted. Doesn't that sound like Elmer Fudd, even though it doesn't? Here's what I would have tweeted. I don't know. Okay, come see us. We're doing Thursday.
Yeah, by the time this goes up, it will have already passed. But then we have a bunch of History Fluffer tapings coming up. I think the next one's Wednesday, June 5th.
Coming fast and hard. Okay, go to my website, Dave Hill Online. I think they're all listed there. Or go to qedhistoria.com. And also, I'm coming to you, London, England, Krakow, Poland, Budapest, Hungary, Edinburgh, all these places. So get ready.
Yeah.
All right, Chris.
Okay.
As Joe Franklin used to say to me, I'll be in close contact. And to all of you listening, stay street, stay hydrated, and get tested. Lucy's here. She's looking. She's excited. I'll talk to you soon, Chris.
Okay.
And together we will talk to the world. See, if I had an English accent, that would have sounded cooler. But it didn't. It just sounded like some guy from Cleveland talking shit.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
We nailed it.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.